I thank you so much for having me on this afternoon. My name is Brother Robert Smith. I've been a member of Highland Heights probably almost 8 years now, 7 to 8 years. And I'm just thankful for the opportunity just to be able to work in the kingdom of God. Amen. Originally, I did have the topic or lesson titled, Come, Take Up Thy Cross and Follow Me, but I changed that. This lesson is coming from a question that was asked a while back in the young adults class. And the question was, how do we stay focused and what should we be focused on? Again, that's how do we stay focused as Christians and what should we focus on? And with that question, we tend to get, you know, general answers, answers like you should focus on the cross or look to Jesus. Or get closer to God, and that will help you. Or if you focus on heaven, like the song that Brother Gulick just sung, if you focus on heaven, everything will be all right. Now, these same answers can be used, you know, because they're generic to anything. If you're struggling with marriage, you can tell a struggling husband or wife to focus on the cross. If you're struggling with parenting, you can tell a person to look to Jesus. You're struggling with anger management or forgiveness. You can tell a person to just get closer to God or focus on heaven. Now, I'm not trying to minimize, focusing on the cross or our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because all of these answers that were given are necessary, and we need to focus on them in the Lord. Amen. So I'm not trying to minimize the Lord or the cross importance, but sometimes we need specifics from the Lord to make our living better. Amen. God would not have given us, 66 books, if all our questions could be answered by one-liners. Amen. So we have a whole book here called the Bible that can guide and direct our lives if we open it up and study and have someone that has knowledge to show us. Amen. At this moment, I want to commend everyone that's on the call this afternoon, because if you're on the call, you didn't let anything distract you from being on this call. So that shows a level of focus on your part. Amen. So this afternoon, I want to give you some things to consider to help you be more focused and some things to focus on. Amen. So two words came to mind when I was preparing this lesson, and those two words were the first being vigilant and the other diligent. Again, that was vigilant. And then the other is diligent. So for staying focused, it takes vigilance. And for that, we're going to go to 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. Again, we're going to go to 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. Give me a moment. All right, here we go. And it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. So the word vigilant is right after sober. Vigilant means to be aware and watchful. To be aware and watchful, because it takes awareness and watchfulness, what we call vigilance, to stay focused. Amen. Because we have an adversary. And in this verse, he's described as a roaring lion that walketh about seeking whom he may devour. The only way we can prevent ourselves from being devoured by a notable adversary in the devil is to be sober and vigilant. So we must be aware and watchful, because our adversary uses distraction, which is the opposite of being focused. Distraction is the opposite of being focused. That's what he uses. And Satan has the whole world at his disposal to distract us. Let's go to 1 John chapter 2 and verse 16. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it is of the world. So he has different tools at his disposal. Lust of the flesh, things that we desire. Lust of the eyes, things that we see that draw us away from our focus. So we also have our natural desires, which can cause us to lose focus. We also have things that we see that we desire that can cause us to lose focus. And the last would be pride. So we allow pride to get in our way and cause us to lose focus. So the devil has many tools at his disposal, but it takes vigilance, the ability to stay aware and watchful, to remain focused against Satan. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. Ephesians 6 and verse 12. We'll start at 11. Put on the whole armor of God. So we need protection, and the protection has to come from God. So please, if you can bookmark this verse or this area, because we're going to come back to it later. But we're going to talk about the latter part of this verse. For we put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We know the devil has some tricks up his sleeve, some wiles. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So we're not wrestling against the flesh and blood, against each other. We're wrestling against principalities. We're talking about principles that this country, our government, our jobs, and other situations create that affect our lives. The rulers, those who are in authority, put certain principles in place. Amen? And through Satan can distract us. Amen? So we wrestle against issues, for instance, abortion. Certain governments or state governments may allow you to do it, and some state governments may not allow you to do it. But if we use God's word, we know that taking a life is not approved of God. Amen? But we have political groups who use one side or the other to sway you for a vote. But we're always supposed to take a stance according to the Bible. But the Satan can throw these distractions our way. At 21, I'm able to drink within this state, but God wants me to keep a sober mind because I have an adversary who's seeking to devour me. So I have the right to drink, but does God actually want me to drink and to lose my sobriety? So these are the principalities, among others, that's just an instance, that we have to be focused and vigilant, because we do have an adversary who's trying to devour us. So we have to be vigilant and stay focused on what God would have us to do. Amen? It takes vigilance to be able to navigate and remain focused on our heavenly goals. So when it comes to being focused, we have to, again, be vigilant. So now, part two, I want us to take a look at what to focus on. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. What to focus on. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, him being God the Father. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder. So we know that God, the Father, has a reward. Amen. And Brother Gulick sung about that reward. We read of a place that's called heaven. Amen. It's built for the pure and the free. So this reward comes to a specific individual. It says, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, the word diligent means to work hard at something. So this verse is actually saying he is a rewarder of those who work hard at seeking him. So our focus should be to work hard at seeking God. Amen? So diligently, we're working hard to seek after God. So now, what are some of the things that God would have us to focus on? So let's go back to God's word and take a look at some things. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We'll look at verses 11 through 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 11 through 18. And the prior verses are talking about the church, the difference between darkness and light. We are children of light, and there's a difference between children of light, children of darkness, and some of us are asleep and some of us are not. I mean, we are awake, aware, alert, and sober, and versus the darkness. Amen. But verse 11 says, wherefore, comfort yourselves together. So these are talking about some things we can focus on in the church. We should be focusing on comforting one another. Amen. And edify one another. We should be building each other up. Amen. Even as also ye do. And he says, verse 12, and we beseech you, brethren, as brothers and sisters, to know them which labor among you. So we should know each other. We should know, especially those that are working in the church. We need to get to know each other better. Amen. And are over you in the Lord. So not only those who labor among you, but we also have those who are over. We have leadership. We need to recognize leadership. We need to get to know leadership within the church. Amen. And admonish you and to esteem them very high in love for their work's sake and to be at peace among yourselves. So we're also to esteem those who not only work among us and labor, work over us, amen, and also we need to be at peace among ourselves, amen. So these are all things that we can work on as Christians in the church. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly. So we should be, those, if there's anybody cutting up in the church, we should be warning them, amen, because if God doesn't want anybody to lose their soul, we shouldn't want anybody to lose their souls. So even those within the church, it's not telling the preacher. It's not only the preacher's job to warn those who are unruly. It's us as individuals in the church. We need to warn those who are unruly. Amen. Also, it says to comfort the feeble-minded. You know, there are some that are softer than us mentally, that aren't as mentally strong. This is a work in the church for us to do, to support the weak as well, especially from, sick, illness, disease. This is a great work to be able to take care of each other, not just physically, but, you know, mentally as well. Mental health is very important. Be patient toward all men. Amen. So that's a work. As Christians, we need to constantly work on having patience and being patient one with another. Verse 15 says, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. So things that we can focus on here in this verse is to remove revenge from our heart. We're not to be vengeful people. We're not to render evil for evil, not only among ourselves, but to the world. Not only that, we should focus on righteousness, doing what's right in the eyesight of God, doing that which is good to not only to ourselves, but to all men. Verse 16 says to rejoice evermore, and 17 says to pray without ceasing. That should be a constant focus, is not only prayer for our own salvation, prayers for others in the church, amen, And prayers for not only our local congregation, but for the churches of Christ abroad and for the living circumstances we have in this country. Amen. We should be in constant prayer. Prayer without ceasing should be our focus. There are three ways that we tend to sin. One would be things that we do or don't do. Two would be things that we say or we don't say and get us in trouble. And three would be things that we think or we don't think. Amen. So the root of all of this comes from our mind. So how does God want our minds? Amen. These are things that we can focus on when it comes to our mind. Let's go to Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 through 12. Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 through 12. And we'll breathe through these. Poor in the spirit. We should focus on being poor in the spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. It also says in verse 4 that we should have godly sorrow, continue. We should be meek. We should hunger and thirst for righteousness. We should be merciful. We should also be pure in heart, according to verse 8. So these are all things that we should be focusing on mentally. So pure in heart, we won't just breathe through that. We're merciful. We should show mercy to those other members in the church. So if you know Brother Smith started his song off on the wrong note, amen, show a little mercy to me. You don't have to roll your eyes and look up at the sky. Sing with me, and hopefully I'll catch up and direct us in the right direction, amen? So show a little mercy to our brothers and sisters in Christ. To be pure in heart, amen? Make sure that we always have pure intentions, amen? So if I apply for a job, and the job requirement is that I have no past DWIs. And I apply for the job knowing full well I have two DWIs. I apply for the job, and the hiring manager says, we pulled up your record, and we see that you have two DWIs. So instead of, you know, number one, I'm starting off dishonest. This is not having a pure heart, amen? So instead of me bowing down and, you know, looking for another job, I rile up some other workers that work there along with some other applicants, and I say, I have a problem with your hiring process, which they may not have a fair hiring process, but the owner of the company has stipulated in the hiring that you must not have any DWIs on your record, because they're going to entrust you with keys to drive vehicles within the company. So instead of bowing down, applying for another job, I've riled up other co-workers, workers of the company, and other co-applicants. Does it seem like I have pure intentions at heart? I know the answer is no. Amen. So the second part after the second thing to work on mentally here is peace, according to verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. So in this circumstance, was I seeking peace? I could have thought a peaceful resolution would have been for me to acknowledge my DWIs and to move on. So as children of God, we should always seek peace. Amen. Also, we can look at the fruits of the Spirit according to Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. We can work on love. We can work on joy in our hearts. We can work on peace, being long-suffering with each other, kindness, goodness. We can work on faith, meekness, and temperance. Amen? These are just a few things that we can work on according to the Scriptures. There are many things we can focus on that you don't actually need book, chapter, and verse for. We can work on the things that we feed our mind. We can focus on our marriages. We can focus on parenting. If you're single, you can focus on celibacy. Or if you want to be married, you can focus on finding a husband or a wife. But if you are single, it's a good time to work on personal evangelism, bringing others into the church. before you have those distractions of having a family. Amen. So let's close with going back to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 through 18. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 through 18. At 11, it said, put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. But starting at 13, it talks about how, what that armor actually is. So at verse 14, it takes diligence to focus on what God would have us to do. We do have a formidable adversary in the devil, so we do need protection. But we're going to close out with the protection that we need to withstand against the wiles of Satan. Verse 14 says, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. So from our loins, we need to be protected with truth. Amen. And that's the same truth that was talked about in the Beatitudes, being pure at heart. And also, the word of God is truth. So we need to be truthful, and that's what we need to surround ourselves and wrap ourselves in, the word of truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with preparation of the gospel. So when I go to work, my protection for my feet are steel-toed shoes. But in the church, I should be prepared everywhere I go with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And 16, above all, taking the shield of faith. We know that without faith, it's impossible to please God. My faith is supposed to come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, according to Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. So my faith, my belief system, should be built on the word of God, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So there you have several instances here where we have to know God's will. Amen. We have to know God's will. We have to stand on God's will, and we have to carry it with us wherever we go. But verse 18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So again, prayer is also mentioned several times when it comes to being focused, keeping up, maintaining our focus, and what to focus on. Prayer should be continuous throughout. Amen. So if you have not obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, here's the time to gain your focus and allow God to be your focus in life. Amen. If you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you must hear and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, according to Acts chapter 15 and verse 7. After hearing and believing this gospel message, you must repent, according to Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Then you must confess, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, according to Acts chapter 8, verse 37. Then you must be baptized for the remission of your sins. That's Acts chapter 2 and verse 37. Jesus Christ did not just die. He was hung on a cruel, rugged cross. He bled on that cross. He suffered on that cross. According to Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, we must be obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ. He died on that cross for our sins. We must die to sin. Jesus Christ was buried in a tomb. We must be buried in water baptism. It's in baptism that we contact the blood. By faith, we know that there's blood in the water, according to Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5. And we know that it's in baptism that our sins are washed away, according to Acts 22 and verse 16. Once we go under in baptism and our sins are washed away, we rise a new creature in Christ. We have a new body, and our new body belongs to Jesus Christ, who is the head, according to Ephesians 1, verses 22 and 23. He's the head of the body. The body is the church. Amen. And the Lord will add you to the church, according to Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. So if you have the desire to get focused through God, this can be your opportunity, amen. If you lost focus and you're already a member of the church, now is your time to come back and regain focus. All you have to do is repent, and the Lord can restore you, and the church family can pray for you and take advantage of this opportunity to come back to the church, amen. So if we have a song selected for at this time, I'm going to turn it back over to the hands of Brother Gulix. I pray that I've said something that will help you to either regain focus or stay committed in your walk with the Lord. Amen.